Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, I'm calling in response to something we got in the mail yesterday regarding getting a loan.
Yeah. Could I just start with a 16-digit reservation code, and I'll go ahead and pull up your file?
Sure. It's are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's really noisy. 2511-0401-0041-3897.
3897. Perfect. And then just in case we do get this...
call center I'm calling, huh?
No, it's really busy over here at the bank today. In case we get disconnected also, could I get your phone number? We've been having some phone issues over here.
Okay, it's 888-497-3553.
3553?
What is your name? This was signed Reuben Goldstein, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my name is Patrick.
Okay, you're Patrick, okay.
Yeah, he's one of our presidents over here. And what business was it that you're calling with? It looks like U.S. Performing Arts Camps.
You got it, yes.
And who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Well, my name is Karen. I'm calling on behalf of Judith Patterson. It was addressed to her, our president.
Okay. And what is your job title there, Karen? Was it Karen you said?
Yes, Karen.
Okay.
And Clinton, just like the woman who's running for president. I'm customer services manager, but I'm also her assistant.
Okay. And is she the 100% owner for you guys?
Is it noise? Is she what?
Is she the 100% owner for you guys?
Well, I don't know if you'd say 100%. She owns over 50% of it.
Okay. What's the current ownership breakdown for you guys?
I came in here. It's so noisy in there.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
I mean, don't you see? I've got the reservation code here. Can't you pull up all the info you need?
Yeah, I just have to confirm a few pieces of information right now, which is what I'm trying to do.
She's our president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to email her directly, you may.
I actually do need the email as well. If you want to go ahead and give that to me.
Okay, it's JP, which stands for Judith Patterson. At usperformingarts.com.
Performingarts.com, perfect. And is US Performing Arts Camps also the DBA name for you guys?
Is it what?
The DBA name.
What's that mean? I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
The doing business as. Is that like the, you know,
yes,
official?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sorry, yes.
It's fine.
NASA initials or...
it's fine. Are you familiar with how you guys structure the business? Are you guys like an LLC, sole prop?
We're a, hang on a second, we're not an LLC. I've got to find, because I had asked her that information before.
Yeah, I just have a few pieces of information I have to confirm on the business.
Judith, our company is not an LLC, it's what? It's a C corporation.
Is she actually available? Because she'd be the one that I'd have to be dealing with anyways.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Can you hang on a second, please?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check and see if she... I don't know if she is. Just a moment, please.
It's fine. If not, I can do it with you, too.
Sorry to be delayed. I had to make sure. So she can speak with you now. So I will transfer you to Judith Patterson, our president. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, is this Judith?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Judith, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the Bank of Cardiff, would you?
Yeah, we're a private business bank located down in San Diego. We deal directly with business lenders, and we finance equipment, and we do working capital. I was just on the phone with Karen. I went over a little bit of, you know, information, but we do deal directly with business owners, so she said you were available.
Yeah, and your information had come in the mail yesterday, and she had opened it and seen it. So
yeah, the direct mailer we sent out.
That I'm looking for a business loan. What kind of interest are you charging?
Well, it really depends on a few things. Are you looking more at the capital or equipment, even both?
No, it would be for capital.
Okay. And then how much would you be looking to bring on?
About $200,000 to $250,000.
Okay. Is that kind of what you guys want or, you know, what you guys need? Like,
well,
just in a hypothetical situation, I mean...
It's what we've often done a line of credit for when we have used our line of credit. And it is, in this particular case, it's really what I need.
Okay. Okay.
It's going to retire some debt, and
uh-huh.
It's going to go towards some growth.
Okay.
Plans that we want to implement.
Perfect. Yeah, that was just going to be my next question, was what would you guys be using that for? You said you would be looking to free up some past debt?
Yes.
Is that like the line of credit you just mentioned? Do you guys have some other loans out?
No, there are some vendors that we're a seasonal business, and this time of the year we are always very low on operational
expenses. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, definitely. You know, we deal with a lot of situations just like that. To kind of give you guys a better idea of how much we could kind of unlock for you, too, do you have a, you know, idea of what you guys did for sales for this last year, for 2015?
Yeah, I actually can tell you. Hold on a minute.
Even just a ballpark. Doesn't have to be exact.
And it is primarily the reason I'm looking for capital is that we, hold on just a second, I'm looking for something on my
it's fine.
Desk that I should have, and I don't know.
No worries.
Except I wasn't planning to take this call.
Yeah, it's fine.
We are a business that over the last 12 years has averaged gross of a little above $1.9 million.
Okay.
This last year, however, we were just under a million. We were at about $989,000.
Okay. What are you guys tracking for this year?
$1.2 million.
And what was the, you know, that decrease, you know, due to? Just kind
of
the economy?
It was due to two significant things that I don't think will happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Made a location change very late in the year and lost some business because of it. And in addition to that, I will take full ownership of this. My head wasn't completely in the business tracking things because I had a death in my family. So.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Thank you. It was my husband of 56 years, and it was...
Oh, I'm sure that was, yeah, really hard. Yeah, well, that's too bad. Was that all this last year or 2015?
Yes, it was this year.
So quite a tough year for you guys then.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I can imagine. That was, you know, one of the other pieces of information we do need to confirm on the file. I tried to kind of go over with Karen, but she didn't really have a clear answer for me on it. But so she told me that you are the, 50% owner for you guys, right?
Yes, yes.
Was your husband maybe the other half?
And I will tell you, no, he was not part of the business at all, other than my legal counsel.
Right.
But I will tell you that I do not have the credit to support this loan.
Okay. That's a few different things here, and we'll get to that too. So with the credit, though, we do have a few different programs, you know, even A to D credit tiers, even, you know, with past bankruptcies. So we should have some options on that depending on, you know, what it is.
I think it's important for you to know that we personally became insolvent because of my husband's medical expenses. So.
Oh, right. Right, I'm sure that, you know, kind of, yeah. Do you?
You have no idea. I mean, yeah. Literally, it threw us into a home foreclosure and
oh, wow.
A personal bankruptcy. So I am not in a position at all.
Okay.
To be able to float this loan.
What is the ownership breakdown for you guys then? What, we can start with that one.
I'm sorry, what is the ownership? I didn't hear the rest of it.
The ownership breakdown for you guys. Who are the other owners that you have?
Oh, I'm the sole owner at this point.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, you know, we do have a few different programs, like I did mention. We might be able to, you know, work some ways around this. Do you maybe know, you know, a ballpark of what your credit might be?
I'm afraid to even look at it, to tell you the truth.
It's fine. I totally understand, honestly.
I don't want to waste your time, and this clearly is not something I share with my employees. So
oh, no, it's totally fine.
It's not all of this. But
yeah.
I am in the third year of a Chapter 13
okay.
with payments that I've been making on a regular basis for however long. I think it's 42 payments or something like that. I'm not sure.
What are the payments like on that?
They're $564 a month.
A month. And how much longer do you have on that bankruptcy?
I just asked the bankruptcy attorney to see if he could get some kind of a hardship, since I've never missed a payment all
mm-hmm.
the time. So I don't really know, but I think currently we've got about another 20 months on it.
Another 20 on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, like I did say, you know, we do have, you know, a few different programs over here, too, and we have worked with past bankruptcies, you know, even credit tiers A to D. So, you know, I will be very straightforward with you, and I appreciate the same from you. So, you know, but I would love to, you know, see what we can do and help you guys out. I'm not saying that there's nothing we can do here by any means. Just kind of trying to get this all tackled and get on the same page as you and, you know, get this all straightened out, so...
Okay, so what do you want from me?
It's fine. Could you kind of just a few different things? Could you kind of elaborate on what it is that you guys do? Are you guys you're a performing arts center, right?
No, we're not, but close. We have been. We are the largest network of performing arts and digital media summer programs for pre-college age students. We are on college campuses across the U.S.
Okay, so you guys kind of put on summer programs for kids getting ready to go into college?
We do. It's a recruitment tool for colleges and universities.
Right.
We've been in business since 2001. Our
mm-hmm.
first season was 2002.
Nice. And you guys are, is the headquarters out there in Nevada?
Yes, they are.
Are you guys still at, looks like 350 Ignacio?
Yes.
Perfect. I know you said you guys just made a move. Was that is that the new location right there?
No, that was in one of our locations this past summer.
What's the location for you guys?
We are in location. We're at Stanford, we're at Georgetown University, we're at UC Irvine, we're
oh, wow.
at Pepperdine, we're...
Do you guys have like a headquarters or like a
yes, our
office?
Yes, that's what...
That's Ignacio?
Ignacio Boulevard.
Okay, yes. Perfect. Yeah, I just had to confirm that. Yeah, because I know you guys did end up getting that mailer, so... No, it did make it out there. So yeah. you've been running the show since about 2001 then?
I'm sorry, because you're on a headset, and so am I. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. So
it's fine.
You asked me about what?
I just said you guys have been in business since 2001.
Yes, we have. We were incorporated in 2001. Our first summer season was in 2002. I'm partnered with Stanford, UCLA, and Pepperdine.
Oh, wow.
And then we've grown to locations across the country.
Do you guys, across the country now, not just California?
No.
Do you guys ever, I'm not sure if you were actually aware we're located down in San Diego. Do you guys ever, come down here this far?
No, actually, we were at, we are in negotiations right now with San Diego State University.
Oh, awesome.
So I'd like to be there. Two of our faculty that have been teaching with us for 10 years plus are now on their part of their MFA program. So we're talking about starting a program there as well.
I gotcha. And so this money that you guys would be looking to bring on would be just kind of for operational expenses, kind of payroll, kind of to...
Exactly.
And you did also mention that you guys are seasonal?
Yes, because we run primarily in the summer.
In the summer.
Our expansion plans are to expand weekend boot camps or what we call Saturday schools. And that's part of what we're looking for capitalization for. We're really looking at this as a bridge loan so that... As I have been recovering from my own loss, I can get out there now and start raising some capital.
Right, definitely. And, I mean, that is, what these loans are, meant to be used for is, kind of, short-term, bridge loans to kind of help you guys, kind of get that back, make that next step. So kind of on average, too, like how much do you guys bring in per camp or per show, I should say?
It isn't per show.
Per, like, event, or do you call it a camp, or...?
Well, we do because that's marketing-wise, that's how we attract students. But we're really workshops. The students, the residential programs, the students are in class from 9 in the morning till about 9 in the evening.
Oh, okay.
And they, their faculty, just, I love to talk about it, so.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I've got all the time.
Our faculty is comprised of professionals from Hollywood and Broadway, augmented by college faculty. It's the kind of faculty that most colleges and universities would kill to have as visiting faculty for a semester, but we can get them there and on the campus for the couple of weeks programs. And you asked me what the average cost was per program, and it varies from site to site, but the average cost is about $1,600 per week.
Okay. Is that per individual it goes?
Per individual, and then we have a number of nonprofits that support students coming because we're very interested in having a good homogeneous mix and giving this opportunity to students who wouldn't otherwise
be able to afford it.
And so there we have a number of national foundations across the country that work with students and pay their tuition, or we match tuition amounts for them to attend.
Oh, wow. That's that's pretty cool. How long on average do these last for, too? A few weeks or like a month or?
Yes, most of the programs are 1 week programs. There are some that are 2 and 3 weeks, and then a lot of times students will string together several of them. So to give you an example, somebody in digital filmmaking may take a screenwriting course and a filmmaking course and perhaps an animation week. And we've partnered with Disney for an animation and voice acting programs. And we've also partnered with LA Center Studios in downtown LA for our a more professional atmosphere for a number of our students, where we they actually have an opportunity to be completely surrounded by working.
Right, right. Wow, so you guys kind of give them the whole experience then, huh?
Yeah, they really do.
Well, that's really cool. I used to, when I was younger, I used to go to a lot of sports camps, so kind of very familiar with that kind of stuff.
And what sports camps did you go to?
I went to a lot of football and basketball ones, but they were a lot of the same kind of stuff where, you know, you kind of stay on the on campus. I actually went and played football in college.
Were they Nike sports camps?
I did go to a few Nike ones and combines. Those are, you know, a little different, but, like, then when I started to get more, like, recruited or into, like, more specific schools, I went to, you know, those ones. But, yeah, I mean, I really loved those experiences, and they were awesome. And, you know, even when I was in college, you know, I'd see stuff like that on campus. I actually was going to ask you, have you ever heard of Southern Oregon or Ashland, Oregon with the thespian festivals?
Of course I have.
Yeah, I actually went to Southern Oregon, so that was huge down there, the whole Shakespearean festival and everything.
You were a SU student?
I was, actually, yeah.
it's a good school.
Yeah, it is.
And Ashland's fantastic.
Oh, it is. There's a lot of, you know, actors that actually have came out of Ashland that, you know, people didn't even realize.
Yep, they do, and Sue has a good partnership with the festival.
They do, right? Yeah, there's a bunch going on, and I think it's actually one of the biggest you know, festivals or attractions in the whole state of Oregon for that whole month or whenever it is, August, September.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, all right. Back to to get you distracted.
Get me this loan so that I can keep these great programs going, will you?
Definitely. I definitely will, you know, put my best foot forward on that. When were you guys looking to bring this on by, too? Is this kind of, you know, immediate need?
Yesterday,
okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, we do work really fast over here, too. So, you know, we could, you know, try and get this taken care of ASAP, you know, if everything rolls smoothly on this. Have you guys looked any other options for, you know, financing on this?
Yes, I am looking at other options.
What other options are you looking at?
Well, some friends and families. You know, we're a program, just so that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our alumni, Sasha Obama, Madonna's daughter, Tim McGraw's daughters.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Right.
We're a very trusted brand,
uh-huh.
And I have a lot of people. Rumor Willis is one who has stayed involved with us over the years.
She
started as a 15-year-old, and there are a number of those, and I also have a number of pretty high net worth business people who are parents of our students. So I have been thinking, you know, clearly I'm going to get a better rate, better deal.
Right, right.
It's just how much I want to reveal to alumni.
Alumni, yeah. That's what I was just going to say. What about any, like, banks or other lenders? Have you guys approached anyone else like that?
Well, I have been approached by one of your competitors. In fact, I'm constantly approached by all of your competitors.
Right. I actually, I had a filing down that you guys had with On Deck from, looks like 2015. Do you guys bring on some capital with them?
Yeah, we didn't use it. What we're always doing is looking to see how our bank takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And our company was founded with my oldest son, who is my business partner, and he was a 50% owner at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able, before my husband got sick, we were able to get a $450,000 line of credit from our bank.
Oh, wow.
And most of the time we didn't touch it. It was just there if we needed it.
For safety, right?
You know, the few times when we did use it, it was always repaid very quickly. Now I'm in a position where I really need it. And what I'm discovering is that lenders don't loan to people who really need money. They loan to people who have money.
Yeah, and yeah, especially with those lines of credit too.
Yeah, it's really very interesting. So, that's where we are. And usually, I don't pay any attention to these things that come across my desk because I know what your close to usury rates are usually. And it just didn't seem like the appropriate thing to do, but I did get this year, and so
definitely understand.
I got an application with National yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I'll just see which one of you can come in with us, can help
me
out.
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely. And there's a few things I could kind of touch on with that. One, we do have a match or beat policy, so if they do give you any results or anything like that, you want to shoot those over to me, we can definitely knock something off and get you something more economical for you. So that is one of our exclusive programs over here. Also, we've been in business for almost 15 years now, so we are very credible. You know, we have experience like that, and we're not like most of the other banks and brokers in our industry that I'm sure you do get called by a lot, because when you did kind of bring on that with On Deck, when you get that filing, that's how you guys get the kind of the telemarket calls, right? But a lot of them, just some friendly advice would be to, pick one, us or, whoever else you're going to decide to go with. We do have a lot of some of the greatest programs in the industry over here, but a lot of these other people are going to kind of outsource your information. So what they do is kind of go through the process, and then they kind of shop you around, see what they can get you.
Thanks.
Go that way. So
I talked to you yesterday.
Yeah, and same here, but that is the great thing about those mailers, and also we're a one-stop shop over here too. So with initial customers, we do offer the capital and then just equipment, but once we do establish that relationship and do business together, we do offer credit cards, lines of credit, MCA. So we do kind of take care of our customers in that sense, definitely over here. So
merchant banking?
I think we do, actually.
Okay.
But also, I know you mentioned that you were looking to clear up some past debt. That just the line of credit, or was that the bankruptcy, or?
No. The bankruptcy has nothing to do with the business.
Okay, that's all separate, right?
Yeah, totally separate. Past debt is just vendors that are coming in now that need to be paid.
Okay. And is that like for the old camps and, whatnot, stuff like that?
Yeah, that would be, a room and board fee that's coming in now, or deposits for next year until we get operating capital in.
Okay, I gotcha. So it's not any like current loans out or anything like that you guys would be looking to refinance on that, or to get rid of that debt?
We have a line of credit out that has been extended, that we're making payments on, that's been extended.
And who is that one with?
Scott Valley Bank.
Is that who you guys bank with?
No, we bank with Wells.
Okay.
Kind of a dirty word in today's society, but.
No, that's okay. You said that was Scott Valley?
Yes.
And how much of a line of credit do you guys have with them?
$200,000.
$200,000? How much have you guys, or how much do you have remaining on that?
It's been rolled over, so we still have the $200,000 remaining on that.
Oh, nice.
And the this is very confidential information, and I'm very uncomfortable about giving it. It's a line of credit that was offered to us from one of our board members, and so it's really his loan he's taking care of, and we used it for some expansion.
But it's taken out under the business?
Yes, it's under the business name.
Okay, perfect. Other than that, I think that's just about everything I need to get take care of over here on my end. Any other questions that you have for me off the top of your head while we're still on the phone?
No, other than I have a feeling this is going to go nowhere.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, too, you know, we do have, you know, really a lot of programs over here. The 200K amount might be kind of a stretch just because of all of the factors that, you know, we did kind of discuss. But I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to get you guys a good amount. I'm not sure exactly what, you know, I can't go ahead and give you any unrealistic numbers, you know, right off the top without processing the application, you know, getting the overall health of the business and whatnot.
So what do I have to do at this point? Anything?
So yeah, right now I'm going to shoot you over that at the application. What it is just a one-page application for capital. It's a very simple straightforward app. Along with that, we just require 6 months of the most recent business bank statements and a copy of the most recent tax return for 2015. Did you guys get that filed and everything?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, so
I'm just looking in the material you sent us yesterday. There's a loan application in there. Is it going to be the same one?
It might be. I'll go ahead and email it over because we do need an actual wet signature on it, and there's a few different sections, I believe. But yeah, I'll go ahead and email it. I mean, it's just a one-page app, very simple and straightforward. No really, real issues on that. Along with that, could I just leave you with my number? This number that you reached me on is our hotline number, so.
Of course. What's your number?
It's 858-252-1481. And then my name's Patrick, once again.
Yeah, I got that, Patrick. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, anytime. And just to confirm the email I had on file real quick with you guys, too. I know I got it from Karen. Yeah, earlier. One second. Let me pull up the file here. I had a few different ones on my window, and I just... Oh, here we go. Sorry, I was on your guys' website and everything as well. All right, she gave me the website, JP, looks like usperformingarts.com?
Yes, JP at usperformingarts.com.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and shoot over, maybe give me 5-10 minutes, and then once I get that back from you, we can actually get that processed and can get you an answer within 24 hours of receiving everything. So I know it is Tuesday over here, too, and like I mentioned earlier, you know, we do work very fast. So the sooner you get that back to me, the sooner I can get everything submitted and, you know, hopefully get you guys some answers. But, and like I also did mention, too, I know that we should be able to get you guys, we do have a lot of programs, so, you know, definitely didn't want to kind of give you the perception that, you know, there's nothing we can do because, you know, we do deal with situations just like this, so.
Okay, thank you, Patrick.
All right, Judith, have a good rest of your day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.